More on Monday, activists want Governor Pat McCrory to convene a special session of the North Carolina legislature to reverse the state's refusal to expand Medicaid coverage. North Carolina has about 1.5 million uninsured residents, and about a half a million would have qualified for Medicaid under a state expansion. The U.S. federal government says it will pay 100% of the cost for 3 years, then scale back to 90%, and states cover the remaining 10%. But Governor McCrory and the Republican legislature don't have confidence the federal government can afford this, since it's struggling with a budget deficit that exceeds $1 trillion. They also doubt North Carolina can afford the health care costs of an additional half million people. Reverend Nelson Johnson is the executive director of the Beloved Community Center in Greensboro. He says the state has a greater responsibility to its residents.
That it is the poor and the elderly and the least among us that we need to pay attention to.
Reverend Johnson has also been a vocal Moral Monday organizer since the movement began April 29th.
When we stand for moral principles, ultimately, we're standing for the best interests of everyone.
Although a federal regulation may force North Carolina to expand Medicaid coverage. In October, the Charlotte Observer reported if hospitals determine uninsured patients qualify for Medicaid, they can bill the state for the care of those patients for up to 2 months until a final determination is made. This evening, Moral Monday protesters will gather near the state capitol in Raleigh. They'll hold lit candles as a symbol of the light of justice. Reverend Johnson calls this movement a success.
Many Republicans are rejecting this extremist legislation and coming to stand on a more solid moral ground.
Since the first Moral Monday event, Reverend Johnson estimates hundreds of thousands of people across the state have protested in Raleigh and in their communities. He also says the Moral Monday movement will continue in 2014. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.